Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Sometimes I am fighting, but I'm ready to love.
All right, so there's been a lot of focus on Celine Dion and her career in the last week or so because her husband died last week. And so did her brother.
So sad.
Within 1 day of each other, her brother Daniel died at 59 after battling cancer. The husband had throat cancer. Renee was her husband's name. They have 8 people in their family that have cancer or have died of cancer. 14 children in her family, and the and 8 of the 14 have had cancer. And I think they've all died, if I'm not mistaken. So it's really kind of, when you think about it, as much as maybe you don't care for her music in a sense, Richie, but I mean, think about that happening in any family, no matter if somebody's a celebrity.
That's tough.
That's lousy.
And you're a jerk for playing this because you know I would want to pick on her just because I can't stand her music. And
why am I a jerk?
You can't do that now.
No,
why? Because you wanted
her
to play this just to kind of goat me.
No, I didn't. I did not have that in my mind at all.
Wink.
But, you know, that's sad.
Yeah,
that's it.
And I'm not a jerk. All right, next.
I am not a jerk.
From 5. I am not a crook.
I am not a jerk.
I am not a jerk.
25 after the hour. Okay, top 5 songs from this date, 1985. Number 5, Phil Bailey and Phil Collins, Easy Lover. I don't know if you remember this. Jen, you'll remember this song.
I do, of course.
Big pop hit.
Big Phil Collins fan, that's why.
Yeah. Philip Bailey. Who was he? Why was he?
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Ah, okay. Yeah. All right, so this is a big song. Made it to number 1. Number 4 during this week in 1985 belonged to Foreigner. Another good pop song.
Yeah, it's so overly dramatic, though.
Yeah, this is good. It definitely is.
All right, Richie, I want you to get a Van Morrison song ready because I got a story to tell about him. Chicago was number 3 this week in 1985.
Wow.
Lousy.
Sappy.
Oh, my God.
This song is lousy.
What was going on with you people this week in 1981?
Jack Wagner, Richie, number 2, All I Need. No, this is kind of sappy, too.
Oh, gosh.
Wow.
It's terrible.
It's real garbage this week.
I started this out by feeling good about what we were playing.
It's
here.
Like all this super sad.
There's a place for that.
Rock pop.
There's a place for that. Okay, so let's see here. Number 1, along to Madonna.
I guess that's a little better.
Now we're talking.
Yeah, you're talking. Big talk.
I like it.
All right. So Van Morrison in concert in Los Angeles on Friday.
Duh.
I had 2 tickets and I only used one of them. There was the only empty seat in the house was next to me. And he did this song.
You didn't sell it out front?
Who's your what?
You didn't try to sell it out front?
Well, I was late, so I wanted to get in as fast as I could. It took me 2 hours to get there. He did this song and many of his other pop hits. The last time I saw him was, I don't know, 8 or 9 years ago. It's been a long time since. I like Van Morrison a lot. And I'd go see him wherever. Like, I'd go see the Moody Blues, wherever they might be. At any rate, I sort of swore off him for a while because last time I saw him, it wasn't any of the hits. It was a lot of jazz, mataz, and stuff.
It was blues. He does it.
Yeah, he did a lot of blues.
He did that at the jazz festival. Yeah. And I saw him. I thought it was great.
Yeah. Well, so he took that approach. He took the hits and he did them with a saxophone. And the band was very subtle, so he went off on sort of a bluesy track with the hits. And it was actually, his daughter was there singing with him. It was actually quite interesting.
You got to think a guy's been playing the same songs for 40 years.
I know, yeah.
You got to change it up.
He's got to be in his 70s. He's got to be in his 70s. And he's still got it. Whereas when we went to see Kenny Rogers around Christmas time, I told you he didn't have it anymore. Van Morrison still has it. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
You got to know when to fold them.
Yeah. A bright girl.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So what will you stand in line for? When was the last time you played the waiting game? Why did you wait so long? Here's the social science of it. It's a funny thing, waiting. It can never be completely obliterated, only reduced.
The waiting is the hardest part.
First off, you'll wait on the person who has what you want. Next, you'll wait when you think it's an investment. And the longer you wait, the more you'll believe it's worth it. That's technically referred to as cognitive dissonance. We know we're wasting time, but our brain manufactures reasons why it's worth it. What's the cheap psychological trick? Waiting is inevitable, but don't be tricked by it. Just like you should pick your battles, pick those things you wait for. Make sure it's cost-effective, and then it's worth the wait. So do you have a question? I'd love to hear from you. Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Do you feel stressed trying to achieve work-life balance? Stop trying.
Work-life balance puts too many limits on you. The first limit is place. Work occurs at the office, personal happens at home.
The second limit is time. You work 9 to 5. Your personal life revolves around your work hours.
The third limit is reconciliation. You try to spend roughly equal amounts of time at home and at work over the course of the day or week.
But it's impossible to divide your life into two parts. You'll be happier if you give up the balancing act.
Live one life all the time. Don't segment. Think holistically. Flow effortlessly between the areas.
Bring your worlds together for big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.